Brendan Kent, Athletic Director, Wakefield High School, joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Brendan, long time. Good to talk with you again here.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. It's awesome. Thanks. Long time no talk, Bill. It's great to be back.
Well, I tell you, I just tell the folks that are listening now, our website did a number of things with Wakefield now a few years ago, probably pre-COVID, actually, now as we think about it. But and then things happened and so on. But we really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed following Wakefield sports. Great coaches, great people. So it's great to be checking in with you again. But Brendan, let's begin. I just want to talk winter sports in a moment, but just a quick update. What a fall for the football team at Wakefield, an undefeated season and obviously a state title.
Yeah, I can't tell you how proud I am of this team. You know, our football team, our program's kind of gone through a lot of ups and downs over the past several years. I've been here 8 years now. And John Rafferty came in 2018. We had a football program at the time was not super competitive. We were kind of struggling. And, these kids that are seniors now, a lot of them got thrown into the fire as freshmen and sophomores and kind of took it on the chin there a little bit a few years back. And, they never gave up. They kept working hard. They just worked so hard over the past 4 years in the off season. And, no one gave us a shot coming into the season. No one, going around the state who's going to be in the mix for a state title. No one was giving us a chance. And, I got to say, I think the kids really, bought into the whole underdog thing and just kind of used it as motivation and played with a chip on the shoulder all season long. Every game, everyone was picking against us, and the kids loved it. They played so great and just so proud of the team and the coaches and all of our kids.
Brendan, I watched the scores. I even watched them, as games were going on, watching the some of the updates on during the season. And, I was thinking, there was one game. Tell me, I don't think it was Thanksgiving. It might have been Thanksgiving, but one of those games maybe just prior to Thanksgiving, you guys were down, I'm trying to think, and it was Thanksgiving maybe, and then you came back to win, right?
Yeah, that was just a wild game. I got to tell you, when it comes to Melrose Wakefield, throw the records out of the window. It doesn't matter what the records are. It's going to be a great game. We've had so many wild finishes. And that game in particular, hats off to Melrose. They played a great game. And, we get a really strong offense, but they did a great job of shutting us down for most of the game. And with 8 minutes left in the game, fourth quarter, 8 minutes left, we're down by 10 points. High school football, if you're down by two scores, two possessions in the fourth quarter with 8 minutes left, that's very difficult to come back from. And, we had to get two stops on defense, and we had to get two scores on offense. And we put the final touchdown in with, I think, 23 seconds left to come back and win a wild game on Thanksgiving. So just that was a thriller and just a phenomenal game. And again, hats off to our kids. I was standing on the sideline. They kept their composure. It's very easy when you're in that situation. You're down, your back's against the wall, to kind of freak out, and people start yelling at each other, and things can go sour very quickly. But our kids, they kept their composure. Coaches kept their composure, and the whole time it was just like, "Yep, we got this. We got this." Then, what a game! What a finish!
Yeah, and then on top of that, you're playing Melrose, so you're down 10 points. You're down 10 points, and forget the rivalry aspect to it. It's freaking Melrose, right?
they're a great team too. They got an offensive tackle that's got over 20, Division I scholarships. They got a great program.
Yeah.
It's not like you're coming back against a weak team or whatnot. Like you're coming back against a very, very good Melrose team. And so that was quite an accomplishment and quite a memory.
All right, bro, Brendan, I'm glad. Great sharing those stories. So I want to ask you one more thing about the fall. And, of course, we just mentioned the state title for the football team. But tell me about the cross-country team there.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. So, hats off to our coaches. Perry Pappas is, obviously I'm a little biased being the Wakefield athletic director, but I think he's arguably the best cross country coach in the state, if not one of the best. You know, I've been here for 8 years now, and he's won 4 state titles, and he just this year won back to back all state championships. They won the all state championship last year, and they won it again this year. And you know, what kind of made it this season really special and impressive was last year we were the favorites. You know, in 2021 we were the favorites. Everyone expected us to win it, and we won it. And there was a lot of pressure because, you know, when you're, you know, predicted to win, it can be a lot of pressure for the kids and coaches to kind of live up to that. This year, you know, it was a totally different team. We graduated, you know, all of our top runners from the previous year. Similar to the football team, you know, no one was really expecting us to, you know, compete for an all-state title. And again, the kids just, you know, got to give it to the kids. They just work so hard. Use that as motivation, and you know, I think we shocked a lot of people when we won our back-to-back second consecutive all-state title, and never been done in Wakefield High history. So, yeah, just an unbelievable fall season for all of our teams, but obviously football and cross-country in particular.
You know what I'm thinking, Brendan? That you must go out and work out with the cross-country team in the fall and inspire them. Is that true?
I try. I am a runner, too. So, you know, sometimes parents see me running around town. Yeah, but I'm just so proud of all the kids. I love them all, and they work so hard. So,
yeah. See, folks, I nailed it. Okay, so now let's go to the winter sports. Brendan, tell me about winter sports at Wakefield. Always great traditional programs, hockey, boys and girls, basketball, and so on. But give us a little quick overview on winter sports there going on right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, all of our teams, to be honest, all of our winter teams are off to a really good start. You know, girls basketball just lost a really tough one against Woburn the other night. Woburn's one of the top teams in the state, but they're 6-1 right now. They're undefeated going into that game. You know, they're having a phenomenal season. Senior Emma Shinney, she just committed to Roger Williams to play there next year. She's having a great season. I think they could maybe make a pretty nice run in the tournament. And the boys teams also having a great year too. I think they're 5-1 right now, maybe 4-1. They've played a few less games than the girls. They're only lost to Arlington. But I got to tell you, as you know, Brad Simpson was a legend here, you know, coaching legend, and he retired a couple years ago. Obviously, huge shoes to fill. And Colin Halpin is in for his second year right now. He's done just a phenomenal job with our boys basketball program. They're having a great season, and just like the girls team, I think they could maybe do some damage in the postseason as well. Wrestling's having a great season. Ross Hickey's just, you know, again, they just reload every year. They're always strong. Obviously, the track programs are, you know, probably arguably our top programs here at Wakefield High is our spring track, indoor track, and cross-country teams. So they're having another great season. Both hockey teams are off to a good start. Girls hockey's been you know, struggling a little bit in recent years, and they're off to a really strong start, so that's great to see. Boys hockey's having a good season, and boys gymnastics won last night, and boys swimming is off to a good start too. So all across the board, good stuff in Wakefield right now for the winter seasons.
Brendan, I'm going to have to check in with Steve now because you got me all excited about the Middlesex League here and so on, but and see how things are going over in Melrose. But can you share a note or two out of the Middlesex League? Is there any news to report or any updates out of the Middlesex League? I don't know where this question goes for you, Brendan, but any note from the league?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, in regards to Melrose, big rivalry game tonight. So doubleheader boys and girls basketball over there in Melrose. So that, you know, that's always exciting. So that's a big game tonight for our both boys and girls basketball teams. The Middlesex League, you know, I'm the Wakefield Athletic Director, but I also have a lot of pride in the Middlesex League. Prior to coming to Wakefield, I was a teacher and a coach in Melrose, graduated from Melrose High. So I got a ton of pride in the Middlesex League. In my opinion, it's one of the top leagues in the state year in, year out. You know, in regards to kind of top teams right now, looking at hockey, I mean, the Middlesex League every year is just absolutely loaded for hockey. Arlington is every year for boys hockey in particular, one of the top teams in the state, and it's no different. They're a special program over there in Arlington, boys hockey. We just unfortunately lost to Burlington last night in indoor track. You know, both Wakefield and Burlington have unbelievable track programs, and you know, I think Burlington indoor track could have a pretty good shot at a state title this year. Also in basketball, I think boys basketball, Burlington is going to be very strong too. We play them in a couple weeks. That's going to be a great matchup, Wakefield and Burlington. So, you know, all across the league, you know, all the teams for all the sports are pretty strong. Oh, Melrose, I should add, has a great wrestling program this year as well, under Larry Tremblay's great coach. So, you know, good stuff happening in the Middlesex League, and, you know, I'm proud to be a part of that.
So, Brendan, just one quick one. The boys and girls basketball games tonight, what are the times of those games at Melrose?
Yep, so the boys are playing first, girls are playing second. I think it's 5 and 7 start, or 5:30 and 7 start, off the top of my head. And it'll be interesting. You know, as far as the boys, you know, the girls match up, no disrespect to the Melrose, they're great team. You know, our girls are really strong this year, so we'll see how that game goes. I'm kind of interested in the boys matchup. Two very different squads. The Melrose boys team has a center he's massive. He's about 6'6". He's one of the top centers, probably in the state. We're very different. We have very good guards. We're very quick, very fast. So that's going to be a clash of just two completely different types of teams. One team that likes to slow it down, get into the half-court sets, and one team, Wakefield, that likes to kind of run and gun and push the tempo. So that'll be an interesting matchup tonight.
Brendan, great talking with you, catching up with you, and hopefully we'll talk again sooner rather than later. And Brendan, thanks for all your time, and good luck to Wakefield Athletics this winter.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill. Great talking to you, and look forward to talking to you again.
You got it. Brendan Kent, Athletic Director, Wakefield High School, here on MSO News Sports.com.